Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started. We have a special guest here with us today. We have Brody Croyle from Big Oak Ranch. Brody, welcome.
Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah, well, glad to have you here. And we do this pretty regularly. We've got charities that we support. And Toni, you're part of a group called 100 Chairs Birmingham. Mm-hmm. That's an organization where they take applications from charities and then narrow them down and, and then they get finalists. And so through that, we've gotten introduced to a lot of wonderful charities here in Birmingham.
And Big Oak is one of them. And Brody, tell us the whole story. I mean, you know, tell us in a short period, you know, whatever. Tell us your story and how it got started and what all's happening out there and what good things y'all are doing.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people may not know your story.
Yeah. So Big Oak's story started almost 5 decades ago.
Wow.
And it started when my dad was 19 and he went and worked at a summer camp and he met a little boy from the streets of New Orleans whose mother was a prostitute. And this little boy was the banker and the timekeeper for his mother. Like, literally, he ran his mama's business. Mom, I got the money. The next one's here. And he taught. And my dad just shared with this little boy how he could have a different way of life. And he shared with him how he become a Christian and just how his life could look different. And the boy came back the following summer and shared with my dad word for word what he had taught him the summer before and realized at that point in time that, man, I've been given a gift. And how am I going to use this gift? And he had a chance to go on and finish playing, had a chance to go play in the NFL. And he went and met with a guy named Coach Bryant.
Wait, who?
Yeah, I know, right?
we're Auburn grads, by the way.
I knew there was some form of a mission here, you know?
we didn't tell him that before we got him on the radio.
It's okay. Our youngest is at Alabama.
We waited to drop this on you
I
now.
I heard that. Well, I'm glad we're all here. He just talked to Coach Bryant. He said, Coach Bryant, I want to take the money from pro football and start a home for boys. And he just said, man, don't play it unless you're willing to marry it. Tell me more about this place you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And he got to sit there and share with him for, you know, this incredible man just for an hour what he wanted to do and how he was planning on doing it and walked out, never looked back and moved into that fall, a farmhouse with 5 boys.
Wow.
And it has since grown to where we are today. Almost 50 years later, where we have 24 homes. We serve on a daily basis over 180 kids.
Wow.
And we have 5 different ministries that, but it, you know what? It's, you know, we've been blessed and people like y'all have blessed us that we can look at every kid that needs an opportunity that we can fulfill and say, you're going to have it here. Whether that be building more homes, whether that be whatever it is, but it's also important to remember where it started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding. That's
so
awesome.
So Brody, so the kids come and they live there.
Mm-hmm.
And so talk a little bit about how it just works overall.
Yeah. We're a long-term facility. Mm-hmm. And our way of saying it, we want to be a place that you can forever call home. Wow. We want to be that final stop to where this cycle of living on the streets, this cycle of abuse, this cycle of bouncing around from home to home, this cycle of living in the back of a car, that ends with us. And you're going to be a place that we're going to make you 4 promises when you first come to us, that we love you, that we will never lie to you, that we will stick with you until you're grown, and that there are boundaries. And ultimately, we have to go live those created expectations out as an organization of love, honesty, perseverance, and discipline. And we do that, and we believe that that happens through the home, and through what God intended for a man and for a woman to be in a home, showing them what God intended for family to be. And so we go and we try to live that out, and we believe what a child repeatedly hears and repeatedly sees, guess what they're going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to repeat it. And when they repeat it, man, there's eternal impact there.
Yeah.
Because now all of a sudden, generational curses have been broken, and this cycle of brokenness, they get to see there's a different way. And you know what? We tell our staff all the time, and I tell our staff, you're not just investing in that child. You're investing in the shadow of that child.
Yep.
We're 2 generations away from them not ever even knowing that there was abuse in their family, that there was addiction in their family.
Right.
And if we're willing to play this infinite game of saying we're going to fight on behalf of the broken with the understanding you might not ever get to see the fruit of what you pour into every single day, but you know what? There's going to be generations down the line. That's a life well lived.
Are you looking for a way to get more education about financial planning and retirement? Be sure to request one of our retirement toolboxes, packed with loads of resources you need to help navigate the world of finance and to make the decisions necessary for you to live with confidence and joy in retirement. In the toolbox, you'll find plenty of helpful guides that explain what to do in a down market, the things to check in on your portfolio to see if a recession will rob you of your retirement. Additional guides focus on taxes, legacy planning, healthcare expenses, and several other important aspects of retirement planning. Check out the toolkit right now on AskFreedomFinancial.com. That's AskFreedomFinancial.com, or just click the link in today's show description.
Okay, let's say there's a kid in the home, mm-hmm. and they're with the family. When do they leave that home? I mean, just take me through that. Like, is it like a regular, they go to college, like that happens. And then when they leave, is it still like they come back for Thanksgiving? I mean, are they like 24?
Okay. I'm going to walk you through the life of a child. You ready?
Do it. Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
So there's an 8-year-old little girl we just got.
Okay.
All right. And I had the privilege, the honor of making this 8-year-old little girl those four promises: that we love you, that we'll never lie to you, that we're going to stick with you. Mm-hmm. That is followed with, if you'll let us.
Oh, got it.
Because
yes, absolutely.
We're going to be here. Yeah. If we tell our children, like if they fail, and I tell our staff, if they fail, it cannot be because of us. It can't be because they weren't offered the opportunity. Mm-hmm. It can never be looked back on and said, I was not given a chance. So they're going to get that chance.
Okay.
If they want to seize it, we're here. And mm-hmm. you know what? There's seasons of life where you have to fight for those that aren't strong enough to fight for themselves. But every single child comes to this point of decision mm-hmm. where they have to go, I want it for myself.
Yeah.
And as soon as they step into that arena of I want it for myself, now all of a sudden that what possibly could have been a crutch is now this platform of grace, this platform of hope, that now they have a louder voice than anyone that can say, you know what, I'm an overcomer. And I was given a chance and I seized the opportunity and I took the opportunity, but I got to make this little girl these promises. Now she belongs to us, okay?
Wow.
And we have a school. So the mm-hmm. Girls Ranch is in Springville. It's 25 minutes from here.
Okay.
Then we have a school in Rainbow City called Westbrook Christian School that we send our 160 grade school kids to go. That's where they go to school. Mm-hmm. Another 500, 550 pay to go to school there as well. That's where they live their life. Well, then she's 8, and she's going to live this life for another 10 years in our home, in our school, creating these, let's call them what they are, dependent habits, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
They're dependent habits they're learned in the home. Y'all raised yours
absolutely.
With yeah. Auburn dependency. So, you know,
but except we got
our youngest is at Bama.
One that's a believer.
Yeah.
And we
still talk to her, believe it or not.
But so there is this dependent habits.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden they are leaving this nest of dependency into this world of independence.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask me what's our biggest gap in society, I would tell you it is 18 to 22 years old. It is a black hole that we are I don't have time to get into this. We're the only society in all of civilization that has no rite of passage, like nothing that says, man, I'm a man or I am a woman and I'm ready for life. Mm-hmm. We think graduating high school now all of a sudden it's like, oh, you're supposed to be ready. We don't believe that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think probably anyone would tell you they really believe that, but we've just drifted by default into this place. So what we do, instead of just saying, hey, well, we're going to pay for you to go to college, we actually have, y'all are asking about new things, we just purchased 3 acres off of Cahaba River Road here in Birmingham that we are building what we're going to call a Send Village. It's going to be a community of Big Oak Ranch that's going to be for our 18 to 22-year-olds that either want to go to college, go to trade school, want something more okay. for themselves.
Oh, that's cool.
There's
that's
nine perfect. Schools within 20 minutes of our location, but we also have a 2-year curriculum that is Life 101 for that kid.
Perfect.
So now all of a sudden there's a buy-in that is non-refundable unless they finish it. There's rent that's going to have to be paid. There's financial independence, how to get your first job. You have to keep your job for the first 6 months, too, by the way, even if you don't like it. We're not going to live in this world of,
yeah.
I'm going to follow my passion.
Exactly.
You know? So, but
right.
There is 2 years worth of this curriculum that is set alongside their education with the idea that if you didn't think you were ready beforehand, we're going to teach you Life 101, and we're going to show you the way to go. And there's going to be this wisdom that goes with it. Now all of a sudden they leave that. Now it gets into Christmas. It gets into Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It gets into all these things. The difference between our kids and your kids is when your kids leave, they still have a bedroom. Yeah. The difference is when our kids leave, there's another little girl that's 10 years behind this current little 8-year-old, and she's going to need a seat, and she's going to need a bed, and she's going to need an opportunity. But that's where when we say we'll stick with you until you're grown, it doesn't stop. Man, we got some families that have been with us for 20 plus years that they'll have 30 people at their Thanksgiving dinner. It just, when we say that, we have an entire branch that is totally, and their sole purpose is to make sure that our past residents know that Big Oak's always a place to come back to. So when I tell you it is from the day that you get promises to the day that you become a granddaddy or a grandmama, we're there the whole way.
That's beautiful.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, let me ask one more thing before we go. I think you need parents and everything. How do you, where do they come by? How do you find them? Who can volunteer? How do they get involved?
So,
that kind of thing.
So currently we have 24 homes. Over the next 10 years, we plan on building out to 40. And that is not because we have some model of growth. That is because the need is out there. There's 3+ million children out in our country that don't know where their next meal or if the same pain that stood behind door number two is going to be waiting for them, the same pain tonight. And so we're trying to take our post in that battle and building these homes. But these parents literally come from everywhere, all over the country. And it is all it takes is a willing spirit, a pure heart, someone that believes in family, and someone that is a believer that understands that true freedom only comes through a relationship with God. You know what? There's no criteria that comes with it. Just come with a willing spirit.
Insurance services provided through Freedom Financial Group. Any and all other services related to insurance are an outside of business activity and are not offered through or supervised by AE Wealth Management, LLC. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisory requirements. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this podcast shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.